The Gay Old Dog by Edna Ferber, 1917. Performed by Shannon Nicole Locke. Those of you who have dwelt, or even lingered, in Chicago, Illinois, this is not a humorous story, are familiar with the region known as the Loop. For those others of you to whom Chicago is a transfer point between New York and San Francisco, there is presented this brief explanation. The Loop is a clamorous, smoke-infested district embraced by the iron arms of the elevated tracks. In a city boasting fewer millions, it would be known familiarly as downtown. From Congress to Lake Street, from Wabash almost to the river, those thunderous tracks make a complete circle, or loop. Within it lie the retail shops, the commercial hotels, the theaters, the restaurants. It is the Fifth Avenue, diluted, and the Broadway, deleted, of Chicago. And he who frequents it by night in search of amusement and cheer is known, vulgarly, as a loop hound. Joe Hertz was a loop hound. On the occasion of those sparse first nights granted the metropolis of the Middle West, he was always present. Third row, aisle, left. When a new Loop Cafe was opened, Joe's table always commanded an unobstructed view of anything worth viewing. On entering, he was wont to say, "Hello, Gus," with careless cordiality to the head waiter, the while his eye roved expertly from table to table as he removed his gloves. He ordered things under glass, so that his table, at midnight or thereabouts, resembled a hotbed that favors the bell system. The waiters fought for him. He was the kind of man who mixes his own salad dressing. He liked to call for a bowl, some cracked ice, lemon, garlic, paprika, salt, pepper, vinegar, and oil, and make a rite of it. People at nearby tables would lay down their knives and forks to watch, fascinated. The secret of it seemed to lie in using all the oil in sight and calling for more. That was Joe, a plump and lonely bachelor of 50. A plethoric, roving-eyed, and kindly man, clutching vainly at the garments of a youth that had long slipped past him. Joe Hertz, in one of those pinch-waist-belted suits and a trench coat and a little green hat, walking up Michigan Avenue of a bright winter's afternoon, trying to take the curb with a jaunty youthfulness against which every one of his fat encased muscles rebelled, was a sight for mirth or pity, depending on one's vision. The gay dog business was a late phase in the life of Joe Hertz. He had been a quite different sort of canine. The staid and harassed brother of three unwed and selfish sisters is an underdog. The tale of how Joe Hertz came to be a loop hound should not be compressed within the limits of a short story. It should be told as are the photoplays, with frequent throwbacks and many cut-ins. To condense 23 years of a man's life into some 5,000 or 6,000 words requires a verbal economy amounting to parsimony. At 27, Joe had been the dutiful, hardworking son in the wholesale harness business of a widowed and gamidging mother who called him Joey. If you had looked close, you would have seen that now and then a double wrinkle would appear between Joe's eyes, a wrinkle that had no business there at 27. Then Joe's mother died, leaving him handicapped by a deathbed promise. The three sisters and a three-story embasement house on Calumet Avenue. Joe's wrinkle became a fixture. Deathbed promises should be broken as lightly as they are seriously made. The dead have no right to lay their clammy fingers upon the living. "Joey," she had said in her high, thin voice, "take care of the girls."
"I will, Ma,"
Joe had choked. "Joey," and the voice was weaker.